This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Sarah D'Elia. The 4th of July holiday is tomorrow, and it's a time where we usually set aside our differences and celebrate our freedoms and liberties. And Birmingham City Council sounds like it could take a note from our founding fathers as tensions seem to be running high. For one thing, a new fiscal year has begun without an approved operating budget. Here to explain the recent tensions is Kyle Whitmire. He's a political reporter with AL.com and the Birmingham News. He joins us now. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start off with the budget. Why wasn't approved, and are citizens at risk because we don't have an operating budget right now?
Not really. I mean, this is something that happens probably more times than not. I mean, we've gotten into August before in the fiscal year with into the new fiscal year, which begins on July 1 without an operating budget. What happens is you continue under last year's budget. The mayor has said his office has projected that revenue this year is more or less flat. So, you know, as long as you're not spending more than you were last year, they should be doing okay.
Mayor William Bell and City Council President Roderick Royal have been butting heads, to say the least, and Royal refused to meet with the mayor yesterday because there was a city council meeting, and seems like it's getting more and more hostile. Is there any sense why that is?
Well, I mean, let's break out the council's position from Royal's first. You know, this is the one time during the year that the city council really has a lot of power. They are a policy-making body. They can't do things like give directives to department heads. But this is the time of year when they can control the purse strings. Usually, you know, they have one end of the purse string and the mayor has the other, and they're in this tug of war. This happens. But with Roderick Royal, you have, you know, a personality conflict here, and the city council has to make a decision of how long they are going to support the council president in this struggle with the mayor.
Edward Maddox, who stepped down as president of the Birmingham Board of Education as part of a plea deal, is among the early candidates qualifying to run for the Birmingham City Council. This is Maxine Parker's current seat. Maddox is back again. What's the reaction to that? Is there concern?
Whoever said that there are no second acts in politics may or may not have been right, but sometimes there are sequels. You know, you can only kill Freddy Krueger and Jason Voorhees so many times, but just because they've stopped moving doesn't mean that they're dead. And Maddox is coming back. I mean, here's someone who was forced from the Birmingham School Board because he pled guilty to these misdemeanor ethics violations. And people thought he was gone. That was it. But he's now back.
And of course, this week, Jefferson County finally files its plan to exit bankruptcy. What's next?
What's next is there has to be some sort of public process where the county commission explains to residents, to ratepayers, how they believe that this is fair. This is the most important political act that this county commission will make, probably in a generation. If they get this wrong and the county is right back in bankruptcy a few years from now, which a lot of very smart people are saying is going to happen because they believe this deal is rotten, this could plague us for a generation. We could just keep coming back and back and back. They have to get this right. And I keep hearing these words echoing in my head that Jeff Sewell, the former county attorney, said when he was pleading for his job right before they fired him. He said, "This county wouldn't be in this position today if my predecessor had stood up to you and said, we have to take things slowly because it's more important to be right than to be fast." And he said, "That's why I'm giving you the pushback that I have." You know, I can't help but wonder whether or not Jeff Sewell is going to get the last laugh in the end.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, happy early 4th of July, and thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.